Welcome to Get Connected. This is Katie and Kay's monthly public affairs show about the people and organizations that make up the giving and service community from Aspen to Parachute. I'm Amy Barr, your host. I serve as the executive director of United Way Battlement to the Bells, and this program is an opportunity to share my insights and connections with local nonprofits. Each month, I interview different charities, hear from dedicated volunteers, talk to the donors who support charitable work, and tell you about ways you can volunteer. This month's show features Randy Lowenthal, a familiar name to many KDNK listeners. In a two-part program today, Randy is here to talk about her work as the volunteer coordinator at Mountain Valley Developmental Services. This local nonprofit organization provides a comprehensive array of services for children and adults who are living with developmental disabilities. And as always, we'll offer up-to-the-minute announcements about volunteer opportunities and nonprofit events and charitable needs in our area. Randy Lowenthal is in our KDNK studios today. She's here to discuss the critical importance of the work of volunteers to the in-depth care of our local citizens who are dealing with developmental disabilities. So, Randy, let's talk about Mountain Valley Developmental Services and the nonprofit organization's important work here in our area. What do KDNK listeners really need to know if they've never heard of Mountain Valley Developmental Services?
I've been working for Mountain Valley now for probably about a year and a half. And as I've chatted with folks, it's amazing to me how many people really don't know about Mountain Valley. The organization itself employs more than 150 people throughout the areas. It's amazing how much people don't know about Mountain Valley. The conclusion I've come to is that I think there's a difference between promoting, talking about, educating, etc., people about Mountain Valley, the organization, and what we do, the people we serve, the types of people that we serve, the programs and services that we have, versus talking about individuals and the specifics with individuals. There are HIPAA
privacy.
Laws,
exactly, yes.
HIPAA laws and privacy and all of that. And we can't talk about the people that we serve. That's one of the first things that I talk to potential volunteers about and anybody who's going to be employed by Mountain Valley Developmental Services is you don't talk about the people outside of the agency. But there are so many things that we do that I think that we're really missing a chance and an opportunity to let people know that we're out there.
Can you describe a little bit more of the unique services that Mountain Valley provides? Because I think that if people don't have developmentally delayed people in their families or friends, they're not going to know about this service. Plus, they don't want to know. It's not a pleasant topic often to talk about. It's a lifelong issue for families.
Correct.
And friends.
Correct. Well, we have really two groups of people that we serve. One is children, which from birth to 5 years of age. That's really where the delayed development comes in. If people aren't sure, they sense that there's a problem with the child, but they really don't know what it is. They are feeling some sense of a delay in development. Then we do provide these services, all kinds of resources that we have access to, as well as trained staff that we have that can work through the issues and the problems and create programs, etc. And then the other group of people that we serve are those who are over 5 years old, actually, to whatever age.
You have elderly clients.
Oh, yeah.
That you've had for 20, 30 years?
Absolutely. Or? Absolutely. And those folks, it's very technical, and I'm not even going to begin to tell you that I get all of the technicalities of it, but it's people with both intellectual and developmental disabilities having, in most cases, relating to some neurological issue. And the definition, according to the state of Colorado, et cetera, is that whatever the disability is originated before the person was 22 years of age. Those are the people we serve. And we have a whole wide range of services.
And Randy, you have a unique position. You handle volunteers. And we in the nonprofit world love volunteers. But it's a sad fact that we can only use volunteers for certain things, for right. certain tasks.
Right.
So can you kind of tell us about that?
Our folks have a wide range of abilities and a wide range of needs, much of which relates to, it could relate to medical issues, it could relate to other resources and things that they need. So from a volunteer perspective, we are looking for yet a whole variety of people and things. There is this whole privacy thing that is out there with anything that's health-related these days. So part of what I say to people and part of what people have to understand that it's at the top of the list in importance is that if you volunteer with Mountain Valley Developmental Services, you can't even go home and talk to your friends or your relatives about the specific person that you're helping.
Which is not good PR for Mountain Valley, but I understand the confidentiality.
But again, this gets back to being able to talk about the organization versus the people we serve. So could you say that I work in Carbondale at a group home? Sure. Then do you talk about Susie or Harry who's at the group home? No. You can talk about the number of days that you're there, the kinds of things that you do, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what I want to start promoting with Mountain Valley, is to say that we're here, to say that we have the group home in Carbondale, we have group homes in Glenwood and Rifle and all these other places. The opportunities for volunteers in the group homes, for example, would be to help staff. There is a limited amount of training for that we do have. When I got to Mountain Valley, I only took half of the required training for other people, and it was a month and a half before I could talk to anybody or go out to do anything. Now, it wasn't daily because I'm a part-time employee, but there is a lot of training because we want you to feel comfortable with the situation and with the people that we serve and the people that you're going to be working with. So in the beginning, it's always there will always be staff around.
Okay.
And depending on which situation it is, more or less staff. It could be in the group homes helping prepare meals. It could be working with individuals doing arts and crafts projects.
Uh-huh.
We have a couple of volunteers, God bless them, who love gardening. So they're in charge in the summer at Carbondale of the gardens out in the backyard at Carbondale.
But you also have the greenhouses,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And in Glenwood Springs, we have a major operation where in the summer we sell all kinds of geraniums and other plants.
I know.
And yeah. I wish everybody did.
Yeah.
And at Christmas, poinsettias, mm-hmm. which, by the way, we still have a whole bunch if anybody needs a red plant for Valentine's Day.
There you
Day.
Go. Yeah.
We have lots of poinsettias left in the greenhouse. But yes, it's cyclical. It depends on when the growing season is and what there is to do. It could range. Again, there is staff and there are employed people that we serve who actually work in the greenhouse because we treat it as an employment opportunity for some of those people that we serve. But it could be planting, it could be cleaning, it could be literally anything that has to do with planting. So the greenhouse is a great opportunity for volunteers.
So gardeners would love that, right?
And we have group homes, again, in a whole variety of places. So not only Carbondale, but any of the other locations that we have, that's a possibility. In the day program, they always need more hands on deck in the day programs, so where, again, it's arts and crafts. It may be going on field trips. We try to do educational activities as well as fun things. There are several sports in any season that we work with Special Olympics. So
oh, I didn't know that.
There's a big
wow.
bowling crowd. There's a big, right now we're doing snowshoeing on Friday afternoons. If you're interested in snowshoeing from 1 to 2 o'clock, we have a whole bunch of people who love to do snowshoeing.
And you're kind of, as a volunteer, the volunteers would be sort of guiding and helping.
Exactly.
So a lot of the day program, did you say that happens in the Glenwood Springs facility over the Sunlight Bridge?
Right. It could be Glenwood Springs. We're on the way to Sunlight Mountain.
Yes.
Before you get to Sunlight Mountain, you turn left instead of right.
Near Soper's Elementary, isn't that right?
Literally next door to Soper's.
Next door. That's right.
Next door to Soper's Elementary. So yeah, so the day program's there. Or there's a day program in Silt. Or if you end up in Eagle County, there's one in Minturn.
Wow. Do you know how many people would be in a day program at any one time?
The day program varies. It could be as many sitting in the physical facility as 5 or 20, because some of the people who are actually there for day activities may be out on a field trip, so that there's the opportunity to be in the agency at the Glenwood Springs location, or it would be going with people on field trips.
Okay. You're listening to Get Connected. I'm your host, Amy Barr. Next up, local volunteer Colin Wilhelm will offer a selection of the latest community volunteer opportunities and nonprofit events posted on our Get Connected pages at unitedwaybb.org.
Welcome to Get Connected, a way to link volunteers and donors with the organizations that need them. I'm Colin Wilhelm, an attorney at the Barsness Law Firm and a member of the United Way Battlement to the Bells Board of Directors. If you're looking for an opportunity to volunteer and want a project that fits your interests, go to unitedwaybb.org and sign up to get connected. The link is right there at the top of the homepage, right beside the United Way symbol. Check the box for what types of volunteer activities you are interested in. When your interests match the needs of a nonprofit, you will be contacted by that nonprofit to see if you want to volunteer. Or you can simply follow along with your favorite charity. The United Way does not share or use your contact information in any way. To find current volunteer opportunities and upcoming nonprofit events, you can visit unitedwaybb.org and click the Get Involved link to find a listing of volunteer opportunities and also to check the events calendar. Here are some current opportunities to get connected in our area. Mountain Valley Developmental Services needs dedicated volunteers answering prospective volunteers' questions about working with people with developmental disabilities, providing specialized training, and offering ongoing support to volunteers. For more information, go to the Get Connected page on unitedwaybb.org. The Garfield County Human Services Commission and the Garfield County Board of County Commissioners are pleased to present the annual Garfield County Humanitarian Service Awards. The awards honor community volunteers and human service staff for their selfless contributions that make Garfield County communities vibrant, diverse, sustainable, supportive, and safe place to live, work, and play. Anyone in the community can nominate volunteers or staff. Typically, nominees include peers, friends, and other individuals connected to nonprofit or human services. Nomination support letters should describe the wonderful ways these individuals help the community. The awards dinner has been honoring these heroes in the Valley for 27 years. This year's dinner is scheduled for Monday, April 3rd, and all nominees will be honored. To nominate somebody, you must include a nomination form, letter stating why the person is being nominated, and at least 3 but no more than 6 letters of support from other people. The nomination deadline for emailed entries is Friday, February 24th. For the nomination rules, forms, and contact information, please go to the Get Connected page on unitedwaybb.org. Do you have debts that never seem to end, money that doesn't last until the end of the month, or more expenses or less income than you had before? There's still time to sign up for DollarWorks' complimentary 2-day seminar, with one all-day session scheduled for March and the second all-day session planned for April. To register for the free classes and for more details, including contact information, go to our Get Connected page on unitedwaybb.org. Remember, to find these and additional current volunteer opportunities and upcoming nonprofits, you can visit unitedwaybb.org. On the gold bar at the top of the homepage, you can simply click on the Get Involved link to find a listing of volunteer opportunities and our events calendar.
Thanks, Colin, for volunteering to announce our Get Connected nonprofit events and news bites. Welcome back to the second segment of our two-part program involving Mountain Valley Developmental Services and our guest, Randy Lowenthal. Randy coordinates the assignments for the indispensable volunteers who help care for the organization's clients. What you'd be looking for in volunteers, I would guess it's a lot of patience.
Very much so. Very much so.
And when you say volunteer, do some of them volunteer once a week, or how? I mean, what do you expect?
There are events you could do. For example, I'll take bowling is a big one. There are practices for bowling and there are tournaments for bowling.
I had no idea.
And yeah. You could volunteer for either or both of something like that. On the special events, usually there are regional events where we're working with a lot of people through Special Olympics, so they need all hands on deck for special events for those field trips and those activities. So it could be for that.
Okay.
It could be in an ongoing basis. The more regular your schedule, the easier it is for us, as it is with anything, to be able to tell the staff when somebody's going
to
be there.
Well, and to depend. To Correct. Depend on a volunteer knowing they're going to show up on Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
Exactly.
Am I right?
And it could be 1 hour, it could be one day, it could be 1 week, once a month. We love getting the community involved as much as humanly possible. So it just depends on how much time you have and the kind of things that you're looking to do. We also can, in the future, get volunteers more and more involved. We can get them to go through the whole training program if they have the ability to do that during the day. It's a Monday through Friday training sessions. But the more training you have, the more involved that you can get with individuals. And that may be instead of waiting for a staff situation, if you've had the full training, you might want to take an individual out and do your own field trip.
Okay.
So it can
And that's possible.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
So you kind of check your, you come and you get permission and
right.
And
but
you
have to have
out.
The training.
Sure.
But you have to have the training first. So, so it goes from as basic as an hour a day, a week, a month to something that you can really become a buddy and a friend, and something is developed as I say, taking somebody out individually on a field trip.
Can you give a shout out to a volunteer, or have you had a long-term volunteer who's just above and beyond? Or?
Well, as I say, there's the two people who came to us and really had moved to the Valley and really weren't sure what they wanted to do. I sit down with people and we just have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Why are you thinking about Mountain Valley? What is it that, do you have specific skills and interests? What are you interested in doing? And then I go through the explanation that I've just given, that we have the greenhouse, we have Art on 8th, we have the weaving studios, we have the group homes, we have different locations. Where would you like to be? How much time do you want to spend doing it? And then we try to match people up. And then I will introduce them to different staff in different locations and see if it feels good and see how they feel about it. And then I try not to be too much of a control freak, although people who know me know that's not an easy thing to say, and try to have the volunteer matched up with the staff person so that they can go directly in case there are problems or scheduling issues or other things like that. We have a volunteer, literally, that I'm doing a background check, which we do on everyone.
I was going to ask you, so yeah. You answered that. Volunteers yes. have to understand there will be necessary background checks.
Oh, yeah, because of the people that we serve,
sure.
we are infinitely protective. So there's an application, there's a waiver and release, there is a mandatory background check. And this person who came to us just had no idea that we existed. This was last week. And she was walking around in downtown Glenwood Springs and happened to see Art on 8th,
uh-huh.
went in, and was absolutely smitten. She wandered upstairs to the weaving studio, and we're going to introduce her to the people in the weaving studio next week, and hopefully she can help out in the weaving studio.
Oh, that's great. What a success story.
Exactly. So, and then we have some people who really want to help and to work with individuals or work in the group homes. So depending, we have a teacher at Sopris Elementary who can't work during the day, Monday through Friday during the days, but her early evenings and weekends are available. So we have a group home that's on the Sopris Elementary end of Glenwood Springs.
Uh-huh.
And we introduced her to that group home. And whenever she has a few minutes or hours or or days that she can fit it in. She calls the house manager and says, is it convenient?
Huh.
So she goes over to the house.
And I have a person for you who called me. Everybody calls you Nine Away, not knowing that we are a grantor. And he wants to play the piano for any nonprofit. I said, I have Mountain Valley for you. So we'll talk about that.
That's a day program. Not only is there a structured music program, but there are people who come to play. That we use Spellbinders who come and do reading programs. Huh. So we work with lots of other nonprofits and lots of other agencies to supplement the resources that we have and to create activities both in the group homes and day.
So, Randy, we're going to post this on our Get Connected pages at UnitedWayBB.org, but just verbally, can you tell Katie and Kay listeners how can they find you?
The phone number for Mountain Valley and the main number for the agency is 945-2306. If you'd like to check us out on the internet, www.mtnvallely.org.
So would you repeat the whole contact information again?
945-2306 and internet mtnvallely.org. And my cell phone number, if you want to volunteer and just come directly to me and set up a time where we can get together and just chat about opportunities, my cell phone number is 274-0255.
For Randy Lowenthal, who's the volunteer coordinator for Mountain Valley Developmental Services. And thank you for coming in on this wintry day.
My pleasure.
Thanks to our listeners for joining us on Get Connected. Thanks also to our guest volunteer coordinator, Randy Lowenthal of Mountain Valley Developmental Services, to our Get Connected announcer, local attorney Colin Wilhelm, and also to KDNK Public Affairs Coordinator Amy Haddon Marsh. Tune in on the first Thursday of every month at 4:30 p.m.